Project Podcast.
Kansas State fan, what's happening? It is your turn, another Pro Project Podcast daily. Getting started here real quickly, changing gears for a couple minutes here to the Kansas State volleyball team. We've talked about them quite a bit on this podcast since this has launched. So, obviously, with the whole COVID thing, the pandemic that happened last spring, obviously, K-State volleyball season was divided up into two seasons. Well, senior night happened over the weekend, and a huge victory over a ranked team, number 24, Creighton, in four sets. Huge victory, and they're pretty much giving themselves a chance to get into the NCAA tournament. And volleyball, obviously, right now, as I'm recording this, there's continued action of the second round of the men's basketball tournament that's going on currently as I speak right now on the men's side. So, but the volleyball team has been very impressive in some spurts over this past year already. And over the weekend, senior night took place in Bramlage Coliseum. Abia Archibong and Megan Vernon were honored over the weekend, and what a huge night for those seniors. Not only doing getting honored, obviously, their hard work, but this team has improved. They got up to third in the conference at one point this year, and they gave themselves a pretty damn good chance there of, you know, giving himself a chance of getting in the tournament. Now, Archibong, obviously, has been sidelined throughout the spring, obviously. She has collected earlier. We talked about her, probably, if I remember correctly, I might be wrong, but I'm going to reiterate this anyways. She was the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Week back in October in the fall, and then she suffered a big-time injury, which we had required surgery there and overcoming that as well. So, but this is a huge victory right there for the team anyways. But they got some young talent, obviously, and you look at the diversity of this young team. Susie Fritz has done a great job this year handling the COVID stuff and everything else like that. But man, we look at the roster, obviously, wow, the diversity is on point. Nine different states, three countries. And obviously, with all that's happened, obviously, you know, it's been very difficult for those young student athletes to go home and just hang out with, see their friends and family as well. So, you know, man, I mean, family. I mean, we talked about it early on in this podcast, and this is going to be continue to be that. It's a theme here in the Little Apple family. That's what Megan Vernon talked about in her little press conference there a little bit after the game. It's been a family, and the atmosphere here, you mean, hey, I mean, this is what we're all about. I mean, God make do what's time, what you have here. You don't know when it's going to be gone like that. So, but great way to end at least their home careers at K-State for Vernon and Archibong, going out like knocking off number 24 Creighton in four sets. Huge victory for the Lady Volleyball team. Now, we don't know, obviously, where that's going to set them as far as the NCAA tournament goes there. But, you know, we'll see. I mean, they had a good year, and I'll be stunned if they don't get an invite to the NCAA tournament, volleyball tournament here very soon. I don't have to correct the proper date yet on that, so we'll keep our eyes on that. But we just want to recognize the seniors once again here on the Troll Pete podcast for what they done here throughout the K-State career. Archibong really overcoming so much in her career here as well, and Megan Vernon doing work for Kansas State University as well. So I wanted to acknowledge that as well here on the podcast. That we're what we're trying to do. That's been difficult, obviously. But hey, you gotta do what you gotta do, right? So congratulations to the seniors of the volleyball team here. And in sneaking in some baseball here real quick, obviously, K-State putting on long ball against New Mexico State there to beat them to clinch the series 17-8 on Sunday as well. Five home runs, two of them from Cameron Thompson, and a grand slam by Zach Kuskaska as well. And Pete Hughes, this is huge. Pete Hughes earning his 700th career victory on Sunday. That is a huge milestone. Pete Hughes, 700th win as a baseball coach, getting it with K-State right there. Mark it down. That's huge. Congratulations to Pete Hughes as they clinch the series against New Mexico. K-State now 13-6. They're going to be playing Wichita State tomorrow night on ESPN Plus here at Family Toyin Stadium before conference play begins at 6. So Pete Hughes getting career win 700 in his coaching career in college baseball, getting it with the Wildcats, folks. Huge congratulations to Pete Hughes and the seniors, Megan Vernon and Abigail Archibald, doing some big things for K-State, and we'll see what takes them here from here, folks. Eddie Greer III, another Pro Project Podcast, date in the books. We have our current episode of the weekly edition of the podcast. We're going to be cooking something up here this week. More on the transfers from K-State, and where to go from there next. So, see what happens there, but that's going to be a wrap for now. Manhattan Kids, Little Apple, Go Cats, Eddie Greer III, Purple Project Podcast Daily. We out.
Thanks for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever podcasts are found on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, and more. We'll talk to you on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.